Yeah, for sure. You don't want to turn the ball, and especially when you're down there. You know, it got points off the board, and it hurt us.
You got a couple of tips, but what did you see on the one that Mosley got in the end zone that you would have ran in the back of the end zone? What did you see there?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I could put it over him, but, I mean, he made a good play on it. And so, for me, I got to hold on to that ball and check it down and, you know, work through my progression on that one, but you know, I thought that I could get it over him, but he made a good play.
Any game like this so uncharacteristic for this offense? How much do you just kind of completely throw down the toilet? How much do you take?
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously going to look at it. We're going to see what we can do, and you know, see what started the spiral downward and try to fix it, but. For us, we got a short week this week. We got to get ready for Houston, and so you know, that's going to be our focus now. You know, with the Thursday game, we don't have time to think about this game. We got to move on, and so we'll obviously try to correct what we need to. But with a short week this week, we got to get going. Yeah, I mean, I wanted something else, and it wasn't there. Then I was trying to get the ball to Gio over there, and you know, he got around and was behind me and made the play.
Is that a tough balance of, like, not wanting to force things, but then also being in a spot to where you know it's not going well, you want to score, but also balancing patience? You know what I mean? It seemed like there was...
Yeah, I mean, there's a big balance of it. You know, it's... You obviously want to get the ball in the end zone, but they took that away. So I was trying to get to the next guy. Obviously, I, you know, it took a second longer than we needed to. If I could have got it to him quicker, then we wouldn't have had that play.
Did they do anything on defense?
No, I mean, we felt like we knew the looks that we were getting. It wasn't like we were confused on the looks. It's just, you know, we didn't make any plays, and it starts with me. It's my fault. Didn't play well at all, and didn't give us a chance to win.
And why was there so many chipped balls? Was there like one thing happening, or was it just a weird collection of different things?
Yeah, it was a different thing every single time.
I mean, our guys throw anybody under the bus, but I mean, it was pretty consistent pressure. Did you feel like you had enough space as well as time to throw the ball?
No, I've got to make the throw, make the play, regardless of what's going on. You know, I think. I've obviously got to play better. I think everybody feels like they have to play better. I mean, this was not how we wanted to start the year. But like I said, we've got a short week this week. We got a chance to put this behind us quickly. And so that's our mindset right now.
Do you wonder, I mean, I think everybody's surprised. Right? So you worry about the team. I mean, how, what do you think? It's just, you think it's like what George was saying, at least it wasn't in the season. It's the opener.
Yeah, I mean, we've got 15 more games. You know, this one game's not going to determine what happens in the season, but we can't let it determine what happens in the season. For us, we have to come out, and if we can get a win on Thursday night, then we're not talking about this one anymore. So, yeah, I mean, obviously you want to start the year fast. You want to start the year on a better note, but we didn't. You know, this is where we're at right now, and I think everybody's just got to put their head down and work and do whatever we can to get a win this week.
I know the Oakland's a weird dynamic because you have so much time to get ready for Baltimore. You guys have invested a lot of time over the weeks, not just this week. You know, getting ready for Baltimore is going to be frustrating. It's kind of swimming upstream all the time.
Yeah, you know, I was saying this is the longest week in football because from the last game to this one, there's a lot that goes on. So, yeah, but like I said, we've got to put this one behind us. I've got to put this one behind us, and I know the type of player that I am and that I can be. And you know, we can't let this affect the next one.
Is this one where you just put it on yourself?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said. I said I didn't give us a chance to win this game. I didn't give us a chance to. To score the points that we needed to win, and so it starts with me. And I think it's like I said, I'm just going to put my head down and work.
Did you get a sense that they turned up the heat as the game wore on, or were they pretty consistent with the pressure throughout?
Yeah, I mean, I I thought we saw the looks. There wasn't there weren't really any times that they had free runners on us that we didn't know what was coming. So for us, we just got to execute and find a way to make a play. Yeah, I mean, when I had a lot of time on that one, I was able to, you know, check it down to AJ. But man, it goes down to that third down play, and you know, obviously there was the turnover there, and we got to find a way to get that fixed.
It's been a while since you've had multiple interceptions, or as a collective group across the staff, where it hasn't been that good for you. How do you learn to bounce back from that, or what you maybe draw on?
Yeah, I mean, obviously different stuff happens on everything, but you, like I said, you have to know the type of player you are. You know, have to put, you know, put your head down and work and make sure you're doing everything you can possible to put yourself in the best position that next week. And obviously this is a short week next week, and or this week, and so you know, we've got a quicker time to put this behind us.
Sorry, the Moses didn't. I don't know if anybody asked what the Moses did. What did he have in the back of the end zone?
Yeah, I was trying to put it over his head, and you know, he made a good play. He got up and made it. I thought I threw it high enough, but obviously I didn't. So he made the play.
Did the same thing happen on the ball to AJ, the first interception?
Yeah, you know, I was trying to throw around him, and you know, he was able to get a hand out and deflected it.
Andy, back-to-back home openers for the first time in forever. Great opportunity for you guys. How important is this to make this game Thursday night? What is the biggest challenge for you individually in preparing for that short week?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to do everything in a shorter amount of time. And so, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. You've got to prepare for what you normally would do in 6 days and into three. So yeah, it's part of it. That's the way it is. And you know, I think it's a good thing that we've got a short week this week. Then we can you know, put our mind on the Houston Texans.
On the deep ball to Cody, or was the overthrow? Is that one maybe hurt more than an interception? Or
no, I mean, we're close. You know, it's one of those things where you got to make the throw, and we got to make the play, and so you know, it's one of those missed opportunities.
How surprising, Andy, just the way you folded. I think Brandon, the most experienced guy, just kind of folded on the first play. Your characteristic in the red zone. I mean, just the way it unfolded. So much characteristic was going on in the last second.
Yep, it's not what we wanted, and we've got to move on from it. No, I'll watch it as soon as I get home.
You take comfort in the fact that you had a bad game 3 years ago against Cleveland, came back, had your best game the next week.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to bounce back. And so, you know, that's where we're at right now. We're in a position where we have to bounce back, and we've got to, you know, come out and play way better than we did today. And I don't have any doubt in this team that we're going to do that. I feel like we've got the right guys that can handle this. And so, you know, we got to have a good week this week.
It was an issue last year for you guys, putting the ball in the red zone. Obviously, today was an issue as well. Why do you guys feel like you're so vulnerable in that particular situation on the play?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't throw the ball high enough on one, and, you know, the hit happened on the other one, and so for us, we got to find a way to just make it work. We got to find a way to get in the end zone, and you know, we'll obviously look at it and see what we can do better. That one went high. I wish I was able to stand up to bat it down.